This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Nearly everyone in the crowded group of candidates competing for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination supports health coverage for immigrants in the U.S. illegally. President Trump says he's happy his opponents favor this because he thinks lots of voters don't support it. Now, politics aside, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports now on how it works now for the more than 10 million undocumented people living in the U.S.
People in the country illegally are generally barred from enrolling in Medicaid or Medicare. They also can't buy insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace because that would be publicly subsidized. If you're undocumented and can afford it,
there is nothing illegal about selling private health insurance to people who are not in the country with authorization.
Stephen Wallace teaches public health at UCLA. He says most people here illegally work jobs that don't pay well enough to buy health insurance. Those who do access health care do so at federally funded health care centers because those are required to treat anyone, charge on a sliding scale, and don't ask for citizenship documentation. He says undocumented people also often use emergency rooms because they tend not to have a family doctor.
When you ask them, where do you usually go for health care? They say, well, nowhere in particular. So then when you have a need or your baby has the flu and you're worried because she's getting dehydrated, where do you go? You don't have an established relationship with any provider, so you head off to the emergency room.
More often than not, undocumented people will simply avoid going to the doctor rather than coming home with a big bill. Samantha Artiga, director of the Disparities Project at the Kaiser Family Foundation, says another important deterrent, the assumption that they'll be asked about their citizenship status.
We've seen a growing level of fear and uncertainty broadly across immigrant families that is also making them less willing to access services and programs for which they might be eligible.
Some states and cities have tried to make access for undocumented people more available. Shannon McConville studies healthcare at the Public Policy Institute of California. Last year, California provided subsidized medical insurance for all undocumented people under 26. That was a $100 million state budget item. And there's even talk of expanding the coverage to elderly undocumented immigrants.
So there really is a movement of trying to expand coverage to as many people as you can.
Opponents argue the costs will skyrocket when you start covering everyone, regardless of their citizenship status. Of the Democratic candidates running for president who support providing health coverage to undocumented immigrants, none of them has provided a comprehensive blueprint of how to do it, or perhaps more importantly, how to pay for it. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.